Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement.
This was a rock out for Tommy. That's Who, The Who, bringing us back. It's a great album, by the way, The Rock Opera Tommy and Pinball Wizard. What a great song. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Happy Labor Day, everyone. We're live here on Labor Day again, as I always am, except for the one time when I wasn't here. Here for all the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Memorial Day, you name it, it's a national holiday, we're still here. I love doing Labor Day shows because it gives us a chance to do things a little bit different. But right now I want to do something fairly similar to what I usually do, and that is to give you a report on the most recent poll that I conducted. As you know, every week we ask you a different question about what's going on around us, our business and our life and our government and things like that. And so we have a different poll. I'm the guy, if you don't like them, if you like them or you don't like them, I'm the guy to complain to. These are my questions. These are my options. I write it all. That all comes out of me. So something I'm thinking about, something I think you might be thinking about, and whatever's happening in the day. Sometimes it's cyclical. Every quarter or so, I ask you about your business. That kind of thing, to kind of see how things are going. Sometimes it's event driven, like elections, like our election this year, like our poll question this week. In fact, the poll question was goes like this: like you, Donald Trump has made lots of payrolls. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, says that she plans to become the small business president. And then I asked the question: who do you think would be the best president for your business? So 8% of you said Hillary Clinton because she has the most political experience. 63% of you said Trump. How about that? 63% of our small business respondents said Trump because he has the most business experience. You know, I like that. I'm with you on that. In the business experience things, I like the idea of having a president who's made a payroll, an honest-to-God payroll. And I think he does have that. However, I have to finish the report here. 8% of you said, I don't think either one understands my small business. 8% said, neither one of them understand my small business. And 21%, I always stick something in here like this, one out of five of you said, God help us either way. So here are major party choices for president this cycle, folks. First, we have a Democrat with so much baggage, so much ethical baggage, unprecedented for any presidential candidate in history. I've never seen anything like this, folks. I've been watching elections for a long time, and I'm somewhat of a historian, and I've never seen any candidate with this much baggage. So much so that if she were a Republican, big media would have driven her into exile on the Mediterranean island of Elba and locked her in Napoleon's cell long before the first primary caucus, primary or caucus. So I don't know how she's hung around. That's how bad that's how bad of a candidate she is. Even the Democrats know she's a bad candidate. But wait, we have the Republican, right? This is the second option. A Republican who isn't really a Republican, who often acts like a whackdoodle, not only about his own policies, but doesn't know when to shut up when the other side is shooting themselves in the foot or serving him smoking gun talking points on a silver platter, but who does know what it takes to make a payroll year after year. So that's what we got, folks. We got a horribly ethically compromised, ethically challenged Democrat. We got a whackdoodle of opposing a Republican who's probably opposing a Republican. Those are our choices. Folks, this is not an unusual year. This is not an unprecedented year. This is a bizarre political year. It's very bizarre. And so as you can see, two-thirds of our respondents are going with the payroll thing. 63% of you said you thought Trump because he'd made a payroll, because he had experience. So two-thirds of you are going with the payroll thing. But for the 21% of you who are praying for an intervention from on high, I feel you, people. I feel you. And as you know, I've come up with this new hashtag God help us. And I don't know. Lived through a cycle where it was anything like this, folks. And when we come back after this break, we'll have Rich Galen, who's one of our political operatives. He spins to the right as a Republican. But that doesn't mean he spins the way Trump does. In fact, he doesn't do that at all. And I'm going to get him to kind of help us understand what's going on with this. I'm going to share some of our report here, the report here on our poll with him, so he'll know what you guys have on your mind. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some more fun. Stay with us.
I chose to create. You don't love what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.